Is there any truth in the rumour that young Leo DiCaprio was a little bit nervous when he was, as they say in Northern Ireland, laying the lips on ye?
No, I actually lied about this. I also lied about the fact that I had to rehearse him 27 times to get the kiss quite right. He was the most charming, charming boy. I call him a boy. He's 40, I guess, but he was an immaculate actor in that he knew his lines. He did all the things that ordinary actors do, like to know your lines, turn up on time, be courteous, be ready to do it again, not mind the paparazzi because we were shooting outside and there were all the paps waiting around. I would have thrown a rock at them if I was Leo DiCaprio. Not a bit of it. He was just charming. At one point he said, guys, could you step a little bit further back so we can hear your shutters clicking when we're doing the scene? I mean, that's how close in they were.
Unbelievable. And that's from The Wolf of Wall Street, which is due out soon, is it?
I think it's coming out in the autumn, I would have thought. Whew, it's hold on to your hats. It's a really monster story about badly behaved bankers in the great boom of banks in the 1990s. And The Wolf of Wall Street is actually based on a true story. And Leo DiCaprio plays this man called Jordan Belfort. It's absolutely riveting. I mean, it's like the great orgies and squalors of Rome in the old bad days. You can't believe what those guys got up to.
Well, history does repeat itself, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, and it has here. And directed by Scorsese, who I honestly had to put a hanky in my mouth to stop blubbing my hero at him.
Tell me about your character, though, Joanna.
I play, truthfully, because it's a true story, he dumped his first wife and changed her for a very pretty second wife who had an English aunt who came to the wedding. And Jordan Belfort, Leo DiCaprio, realised that if he was going to ship real money out, dollars, suitcases full of dollars, into a numbered bank account in Switzerland, he needed somebody who wouldn't be stopped at customs and searched. And I looked like a completely safe character, you know, an old aunt. What could be better?
You're a floozy.
I tried not to behave too much like an old aunt when I was with him. I tried to be a bit skittish, but I had no makeup on and some really revolting shoes, so I didn't cut too much of a dash.
I can't believe that. Revolting shoes and Joanna Lumley and now a pair of gumboots to help. This is an image in ruins.